that's an act of vandalism, whether we like it or not. That's not protesting. I mean to say, that's going to cost the Irish taxpayers if they get that covered up, whatever else. It's no different than what happened on the streets of Dublin with the destroyed burnt buses and the Lewis Trail and whatever else. And these are all acts of the far right or supporters of the far right. But the one thing that I can say it here in relation to it, packing a council building is not going to go away and get things anyway or change things in this country. The only thing that will change things in this country, the far right doesn't want to take it on board. The only thing that will change it is a change of government. And what they're doing, even at the moment, I've seen it even during the whole campaign this month, over the last number of months, it's they've set their sights on my party, Sinn Féin, blaming Sinn Féin on everything that's out there, and the whole aspect to this campaign that they have. Sinn Féin are not in government. And what they're doing is guaranteeing the housing, the people that created the housing crisis, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, will stay in government. And that's through their actions. This thing needs to be, it needs to be nipped in the bud. But the far right is not a friend to anybody out there. The far right is not going to get anybody housed.
The graffiti has since been removed, Councillor, and Sligo County Council say that they're working with the relevant authorities to catch those culpable for this incident. And while there are frustrations out there at the moment regarding the housing situation in Ireland, as you say yourself, acts like this won't really help anybody.
Acts like this does not help anybody, and it's the taxpayer that's paying for it. Those that's out working hard every week, paying their taxes, and it's their tax money. If you go over and take a look at that building at the moment, the council, all the council could do was blot it out with white paint. And the fact is that they blotted out with white paint, that means that whole gable has to be repainted again, and that's not going to be done at a cheap cost. And that is going to come out of the pocket of the taxpayers. And that is exactly who these vandals, this is the respect that they have for our own property, our own state property in this country, or the property belongs to anybody else. They're only out to do one thing only, and that's create mischief and blackguardism. And I think myself, it's full vigors of the law. When they are caught, because they will be caught, the full vigours of the law, it wants to be hammered on these people.